Life Audio.
Hello, my friends. Happy 2024. Welcome back to How to Study the Bible podcast. My name is Nicole Yunus, and I'm so glad that we can be together. We're going to jump into reflecting on our previous year and looking ahead to what God has for us in 2024 in just a moment. So if you haven't had a chance to take a breath and you're just still reeling from the holidays, or perhaps even trying to reconcile the fact that this is supposed to be a season of joy with your own weariness or your own sense of wondering if God is going to be there for you, take heart, my friends. I think today is going to be very encouraging to you. We're going to get into our 2024 words to live by in just a moment. But before we do that, just want to reflect back on 2023 with you guys for a minute. We've been at this podcast for a bit. We started in 2020, and we just started this podcast as a little mini series. It was just an experiment that was based on my book, Help, My Bible is Alive, which is, you probably have figured out, one of my great life passions is helping you, helping people who are seeking God, who are seeking to find life, to really become students of God's word, to really become people who don't just talk about the Bible, or don't just talk about spiritual life, but really order their lives around a study of God's word. And so I published that book, and Life Audio, the folks at Salem Web Network, came to me, and we had a conversation about, hey, what if we tried a podcast? You know, they weren't even in the podcast business so much at that point. So it was very early on, and we did 8 episodes. We just recorded them in like 2 days in the studio, and then just sent those out into the world. And we were really happy with your response to those. And so we did a few other mini series over the course of 2020. We weren't really like podcasting weekly. We just had a few different ideas, and we would try those ideas. And then 2021 came, and we were still in COVID, and everyone was finding new ways to communicate, finding new ways to connect. And obviously, my life had changed dramatically. I'd been in local church ministry until 2019 and was home with my kids. And then it's COVID. And now, you know, as a communicator and a Bible teacher who's not traveling as much, even only preaching on video, it was a good opportunity to innovate, right? And to find new ways to connect. So we decided to go after the podcast in earnest in 2021. Thanks to the folks at Life Audio, we were in a partnership to do that. And so I just set up my little mic and plug it into my computer right here at my desk and at home, and got to bring you guys, you know, different little series in scripture. And I was just looking back at some of the things that we've covered, and we've covered a lot. We've covered a lot of topics and felt needs, as well as books of the Bible and theology. And, you know, God's word is so rich that we're just never going to run out. Every time I wonder, oh, where are we going to go next with the podcast? I don't need to wonder, because we're never going to run out. And there's always more to discover in God's word. And that's what I love so much about scripture. I find myself, particularly in times that feel sort of disorienting or our transitional times in life, man, do I return to the same truth, the same words, some of the most known parts of scripture to me that have been a part of my life for so long. I just go back to those. I go back to the 23rd Psalm. I go back to Romans 12. I go back to Romans 8. Some of these places that have been so important to my understanding of who God is and who I am in Christ, they just continue to encourage and continue to settle my heart and help me go in the right direction with life. And I want that to be true for you too. So I hope that this might be one part of that story for you, one part of your week where you're encouraged in scripture. And I want to do all that I can to set you up to be able to order your life around God's word as well. And one of the ways that we really can do that is by hanging on to some verses, perhaps. So obviously, there are times where, you know, we really had a great time together when we studied Romans. That was sort of the first time we tried this new format, where a couple of times a year, we release a reading plan for you, and we give you a little bit more to go on. So if you've maybe fallen off track, or you're not somewhere in scripture right at the moment, this would be a chance to kind of re-up and get back into, you know, a place where you're reading something every day, and you're studying something together with us every day. So we did that with the book of Romans in 2021. And if you haven't gone through that, you can go back and download that reading guide and follow along if that's something that would be a blessing to you. That's what I love about podcasts. You could always go back to them and you can find some of those reading guides as well. So that's some of the ways that I want to set you up this year. We've got an exciting year ahead. We're going to start this year off with 5 words to live by. I want to help you think about the way you want to order your life this year. And then we're going to have some guests a little bit later in the year, as well as kicking off my next book project. My book releases March 19th. It's called Not What I Signed Up For. It is for anyone who relates to that phrase. If you have ever gone through a season in life that is not what you expected, with an unsure outcome, with an unknown timeline, if you have found yourself struggling in your faith when you are expecting things to happen in a certain way and then they don't, this book is for you. It is based on the life of Joseph from Genesis. So we're going to be looking at that together in March. But right now, if that applies to you, if that resonates with you, you can go to my website, NicoleEunice.com/not what I signed up for. You can read the intro and the first chapter, get a little taste of it. You can pre-order the book, which is a huge blessing to an author like me. So if you'd like to pre-order, you can go there, check out the first chapter, and then place an order to get that book. And we will be reading through that together in March. So exciting times ahead. Very excited about that. But for now, let's get into God's word for today. We are going to talk about a word for your year. Hey guys, we're here because the Bible has changed so many lives. So just take a second and think about if you didn't have access to a Bible or you weren't even allowed to have one. This is a reality that many around the world are facing, which is why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language, and that's where you come in. For only $24 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my new book, Not What I Signed Up For. Simply text STUDY to 71326 to help today. That's STUDY, or visit give.crew.org/study. Again, that's give.cru.org/study. Message and data rates may apply and available to U.S. addresses only.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Okay, let's get into focusing ahead on what God has for us for 2024. So maybe you've seen before in social media or somewhere in your world where people like to choose a word to focus on for their year ahead. And let me just go on record first to say that this is not biblical. There's nothing biblical about this. There's nothing based in scripture about this. But certainly the idea of being intentional with our life, the idea of partnering with God in what He is doing in our story is very real. Certainly the idea that the Holy Spirit is the one who comforts and corrects and guides us is very real. So this can be a just helpful exercise for focusing your attention and your energy on what God is doing in your life. Now, you may be in a place where a word would be super helpful to you. You might be at a place where you're like, I don't know what exactly God has for me. And that's one of the things that's always hung me up is there's been years where I feel like God has been very clear with me and I really do enter in with faith that God is doing a thing, doing a new thing in my story. And there's been years where, for whatever reason, maybe I'm discouraged or disappointed or busy, or life is just like I'm in it, that I don't feel that same way. So with all that in mind, what I was doing this morning as I was praying about our time together was I felt like the Lord was really guiding me to give you some words and finding, you know, for those of you who are looking for a place to connect with God this year, I want to give you five words that in my mind, really each of these words encompasses what it means to live a life of faith. And you may relate to all five of the words, or maybe one of them stands out to you and you want to grab hold of that promise for your 2024. So what I thought we would do over the next few weeks is I want to set you up with those five words today. I want to just encourage you to let the word and the spirit of the word sort of wash over you. Let me read you the scripture that I connect with that promise of God. And then over the coming weeks, we're going to talk about each word subsequently in each week. So you'll have a chance to kind of dive deeper in. So you might say, I'm on for all five of these words. You might have one of these words. And if you go over to my social media, you can share with me what word you choose or what word you chose that was not one of these that maybe you feel like God has laid on your heart. I would love to hear from you. I'll be over in our Facebook group as well. That's the How to Study the Bible podcast Facebook group. So we'll do something there as well. But I'm excited to hear from you about what you feel like God is aligning for you. But if you don't know what your word is, today might be a great day for you to hear some of the things that we are promised in Christ that you in faith can claim for yourself for 2024 that God can give you and that God can work in you in this year. So we're going to talk about five words today. Here's the five words I want to offer you. And keep in mind, each of these words requires faith. This is about believing that God will do what God says he's going to do. So the first word is trust, that we can live a life of trusting God with all things, with all relationships, with all circumstances. The second word is joy, that we can live a life despite and outside of our circumstances where we have a deep energy of joy within us. The third word is courage, that despite the pressures and the fears that we may experience in our life, which will be part of our story, God will give us the courage to be faithful to him, to live toward him, to live not as the world lives, but to live as a person and a child of God in each and every place that God calls us to. The fourth word is restore, that we can believe that God will restore all things, that even the things in our life that are hurt or broken or unreconciled will be reconciled in God. Even those places where we might feel that we have unforgiveness, God can bring about redemption and forgiveness in our souls, that we actually can be made whole. And the fifth word is revive, that our God is constantly bringing dead things to life and that he is constantly inviting us to a life of revival, where we experience the energy and the hunger and the thirst for his righteousness, that he calls us not only to personal revival, but to be a part of communal revival in the places that he's called us to live. So, going to give you the words one more time. As I read them, just ask God which one stands out to you today. Trust, joy, courage, restore, revive. Okay, friends, let me give you some scripture, and I'm going to go old school and read right from my paper Bible, so you might hear a few pages rustling. All I want to do today is give you the word and the passage of scripture that I was drawn to with this word. I'm going to give you more passages and a little bit more background and everything in the weeks to come. But for this week, I just want to give you these words and these thoughts. So the first word was trust. And the passage that I'm drawn to share with you today is from Isaiah 40. This is one of my favorite chapters in all of scripture. And there's a lot of background here. I actually think the whole chapter talks about trust, but I want to just bring us to the last portion of the passage. And it starts in verse 27 and goes through 31. So God's giving, in context, God's giving all of these ways that he is proving himself to be trustworthy up to this point. And then he says this, "Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The second word I want to invite you to this year is joy. And there's lots of places we could go in scripture to talk about joy, but I was drawn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, because I think that this passage does a really good job of reminding us that joy is not about our circumstances. In fact, perhaps our joy shines the brightest when circumstances do not align with happiness. So let's check out this passage. This is 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9. In all of this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Friends, I can't wait to get into that passage with you in a couple of weeks. We'll do that together. Hey guys, we're here because the Bible has changed so many lives. So just take a second and think about if you didn't have access to a Bible or you weren't even allowed to have one. This is a reality that many around the world are facing, which is why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language, and that's where you come in. For only $24 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my new book, Not What I Signed Up For. Simply text STUDY to 71326 to help today. That's STUDY, or visit give.crew.org/study. Again, that's give.cru.org/study. Message and data rates may apply and available to U.S. addresses only. Okay, next one. That is for joy. We talked about trust. We talked about joy. Here's another option for your word for 2024, and it is courage. And I'm going to go to Acts chapter 4 for our passage here that kind of sets us up for what does it mean to be a person of courage in Christ. And this is actually in a narrative. So Acts is the beginning of the church after Jesus has been crucified and resurrected and has ascended to heaven. He has commissioned his followers to go out and bear witness to who he is, to the ends of the earth. And we see these followers of Jesus that we've known as Jesus was in his earthly ministry in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We see them really being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit in their life, and really the world being transformed through them, through these guys really that are preaching and teaching about who Jesus is. And in the midst of that, we see one of the first times that the disciples really live into what they believe Jesus has called them to do. And they're doing it under persecution. They're doing it even though people think they're crazy. But all these people who are hearing the message of who Jesus is are believing, and the church is growing rapidly. And in the midst of that, in Acts chapter 4, the rulers of Jerusalem meet with the disciples, and they begin to question them about what they're doing and what's happening in them. And we pick up the passage because Peter, it says in verse 8 that Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit as he begins to teach them, and he tells them what they believe, that salvation is found in no one but Jesus. It is the only name under heaven by which we must be saved. And as these leaders, as these people with power are listening to Peter, it says in verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Perhaps this is a year that God is calling you in your ordinary life to astonish others with your courage, to have others believe that the reason you are who you are is because you spent time with Jesus. Okay, word four is restore. This is a word about the promise that God is restoring all things, both in your life, perhaps in 2024, but also in eternity, that we will always be able to trust and have the faith to believe that all things will eventually be restored through Christ. So I'm going to take us to Isaiah 58, verses 10 through 12. So if this word stands out to you, perhaps these verses will be an encouragement to you today. In this passage in Isaiah 58, God is reminding people what they should do to follow him, that it's not just about being righteous and good in all of the things that you do, but it's about the actions that you take, about the way that you care for others, about the way that you pursue justice is actually the way that you're going to experience healing and goodness, which we'll get into because it's a fascinating concept. We'll get into that when we're in the week on restore. But until then, before I get ahead of myself, let me go ahead and read to you these words. I'm going to start in verse 9. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here am I. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Perhaps this is a year that God is calling you to not only be restored, but to be a restorer. Okay, our final word for you to consider for this year is the word revive. Perhaps this word speaks to you because you've been in a season where you feel like the things around you are lifeless or dead, or that there is a part in you that feels lifeless or dead. Perhaps you have been lulled into some apathy. Perhaps you've sort of fallen out of some of your rhythms of community, your rhythms of spiritual life, your rhythms of seeking God in his word. I know that for me, I've felt that sense that life's busyness has sort of overwhelmed me in my normal patterns. And I've been praying for God to bring revival to my heart for his word, for his goodness, for his righteousness, that God would bring me hope to believe that he is still at work in my community and in my life. And if that sort of resonates with you, perhaps you too are praying for revival in your heart and in your community. And I want to go to one of my favorite passages as we close today, and it is in the book of Ezekiel. And it's in this really beautiful, visceral image that God gives the prophet Ezekiel about him. And it takes place when God brings Ezekiel to this valley of dry bones, and everything in it is dead and lifeless. And God asks Ezekiel, do you think I can restore and bring life to this valley of dry bones? And Ezekiel's like, yes, I believe that you can do that. And he proceeds to partner with God's spirit to see revival come to this absolutely dead place. And I think it's a beautiful picture of what God does in our life. And at the end of that image, God also says this to Ezekiel. So God is going to lead Ezekiel into this beautiful image, this valley of dry bones, which is chapter 37. But before he gets there, he sort of sets up what Ezekiel's about to see. And he does that in Ezekiel 36, when he gives him this promise about what is going to happen to the people of Israel. And this is a promise that we can claim for ourselves as well. I'm going to start in verse 24, Ezekiel 36, verses 24 through 27. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you back from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." God has promised us revival, not just in the life that we have, but actually with a brand new heart, that he can give us a brand new heart, a brand new vision for our life. All right, friends, five words to start your year: trust, joy, courage, restore, revive. Perhaps one of these words is what God's calling you to this year. Perhaps it's a different word. Would love for you to share that word with me. Would love to hear from you. You can always email me at nicole@nicoleyunis.com. Let me know what is on your heart and your mind, and I'll be praying for you. And let's dive in. I hope one of these words speaks to you, and we're going to speak about each of these words and how God promises it to us and what it looks like to actually live into that over the coming weeks. Talk to you soon.
How to Study the Bible with Nicole Eunice is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you like what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review the podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.